In Norfolk, it took several rounds of negotiating and three public hearings to rework an agreement between the tribe and the city to build on a 13-acre industrial site. Most of the small group attending the final public hearing were in support of the casino. Kevin Krigsvold is a member of the Pamunkey tribe and lives in Norfolk.
For more than 400 years, you know, we've been diminished. So this is finally an opportunity for us to get a leg up and start building infrastructure, having job opportunities, healthcare opportunities, things like that. So, and Norfolk has actually been a part of our tribal history for a long time.
Phil Smith owns the Brick Anchor Brew House in downtown. He says the city has allowed the area to become saturated with restaurants. His business makes its money as a venue for events, so he's anxious about the competition.
This casino is just another competitor with another one, two, or three restaurants and a captive audience that is really just taking money from those who may otherwise have spent that money in a small business.
In South Richmond, the tribe has four parcels of land purchased under contract and plans to build a tribal casino resort on some 36 acres in an industrial area of Manchester, also known as Dogtown. Lawrence Olds is a Richmond real estate broker who says the area is perfect for businesses.
Manchester has experienced and is still experiencing an amazing rebirth. There's a neighborhood feel about Manchester that didn't exist 15 years ago. Accompanying shops and stores and all of the infrastructure that you see in a community that is about to turn the corner has happened in Manchester.
This is good news for the tribe, whose first proposed location in New Kent was rejected, then faced hurdles in Norfolk that forced it to downsize the project and switch to a commercial casino rather than tribal after a year of negotiating. Jay Smith is a spokesman for the tribe.
And the Richmond one, we still maintain and are still holding the flexibility that we could go either way with that. If the state allows commercial, we could go the commercial route. And if not, we could still go the federal route.
If they decide to set up as a tribal casino, the Pamunkey don't have to wait for the General Assembly to approve casinos to operate in the state. And they receive federal tax and regulatory breaks. But the federal process is a lengthy one and often takes longer than the commercial route. The tribe is also closely watching the General Assembly to see what tax rate legislators will set for casinos.
We're kind of like in a holding pattern until March. See what comes out of the legislature.
And breathing down the tribe's neck is potential competition by another commercial casino in the works, just up the road in Portsmouth. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.